This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Club Q will reopen this fall. The Colorado Springs LGBTQ nightclub has been closed since a shooting in November. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
Club Q owners plan to start renovations in April. They're working with a woman-owned architecture firm to build a permanent tribute to the five people killed in last year's mass shooting. The owners announced funds from an internally managed GoFundMe will be distributed starting Friday to workers and entertainers that lost wages or contracts due to the attack. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A new podcast shows how an alleged FBI informant entrapped Denver protesters during the 2020 George Floyd marches. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber explains that a militant white man with a history of violence gained activists' trust by offering them combat training.
His name was Michael Adam Windecker II, according to The Intercept reporter Trevor Aronson and his podcast The Alphabet Boys. The FBI won't comment on the case, and Windecker denies the claims, despite FBI documents and videos showing his involvement. Local activist Zeb Hall received a felony after illegally buying Windecker a gun. Hall said he was suspicious, but also afraid.
It doesn't matter if this guy is an informant. If I don't get this guy, this weapon, something could happen to me, a loved one. I think everything really set in with the fear at that point. Yeah, I made a mistake, but I was terrified to do it.
Hall said the alleged plant did damage to Denver's Black Lives Matter movement. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
There's more at denverite.com. Coloradans have until midnight to vote on three finalists for the state's next specialty license plate. It will commemorate Colorado's 150th anniversary in 2026. The winning design will be available in August. This is CPR News and KRCC.